الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. نعم، dear brothers and sisters. Imam al-Nawawi, رحمه الله تعالى, says in his book Riyad al-Salihin, in the chapter of Sabr, patience, he said, عن معاد ابن أنس رضي الله عنه that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من كظم غيظا وهو قادر على أن ينفذه دعاه الله سبحانه وتعالى على رؤوس الخلائق يوم القيامة حتى يخيره من الحور العين ما شاء. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in this hadith is telling us that whoever is made angry and he controls himself, he controls his anger for the sake of Allah, not for any other reason but for the sake of Allah, then Allah Ta'ala will give protection in front of everyone, well, given the choice, Allah Ta'ala will affirm that the chance to choose from the Hur Ayn whatever he likes. And in the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that a man said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asking for some advice. He said, awsini, O Messenger of Allah, advise me or say something to me. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, La taghdab. Do not get angry. Meaning, no one can, cannot be angry. No one. Everyone will have a time to be angry. This is the human nature. But it means, do not extend and expose this anger out. Just control it. You will be made angry. People will do something that makes you angry. But what is important here, what is needed from you to do is to control this anger. Control this anger. Do not go with it, meaning do not extend with it. The man said again, advise me. The Prophet ﷺ repeated the same thing. Do not get angry. The man said, Ya Rasulullah, give me more advice. He said, do not get angry. That's it. So if you do not get angry, meaning you control yourself, then you are a strong man. As he sallam said in the other hadith which we already explained, ليس الشديد بالسرعة. The strong one is not the one who beats others in wrestling, but the strong one is the one who controls himself when he is angry, when he is made angry. When he is made angry, he controls himself. This is the strong one. And in the other hadith, Abu Hurairah رضي الله تعالى عنه said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, ما يزال البلاء, the trial is still upon the believer, man and woman. ما يزال البلاء بالمؤمن والمؤمنة في نفسي وولدي ومالي. The trial, the fitna, will continue reach and fall on this person, a man or a woman who is a believer, and himself or herself, and his or her son or child, and his or her money or wealth, up until he meets Allah. Meaning, no one will have a constant, convenient life, comfortable life. No one. You will have some time of ease and some time of difficulty. That is life. So, in the times of ease, you say Alhamdulillah. In the times of difficulties, you say Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. That is a proof that you are a mu'min. But many people in the time of difficulties, they only show anger to what they are given. They show anger to what they are given. And on the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he said that Uyayn ibn Hassan, a man who's living, this man Uyayn ibn Hassan, is one man of the camel people who live in the desert. And these people, their custom and their tradition and their way of speaking is rough, because their life there is rough. When you live in the desert with camels, then your life gets rough. Your dealing with others gets rough. So this man came to his nephew, who was called Al-Hur bin Qais. Al-Hur bin Qais was one of those little people who Umar bin Khattab bring them close to him. And he was one of the shura of Umar ibn Khattab. So, and he was one of the qurra, meaning the ulama, the scholars of his time, of the Umar time. So this Uyayn ibn Hassan came to his nephew Al-Hur bin Qais and said, Oh my nephew, you have a good relation with this Amir, meaning Umar. Can't you take an appointment for me to see him, to meet him? I have something to ask him about. So, Al-Hur bin Qais thought that his uncle needs some help, some money, something like that. So he asked Umar, one of my relatives came from the day and from where he lives, and he wants to speak to you. Umar said, no problem, let him come in. So this Uyayn ibn Hassan came, and when he came, he started saying something very bad. He started saying something very bad. He said, I swear, O son of Al-Khattab, I swear by Allah that you do not give us enough. What does that mean? That means you take the world for you and your family and you didn't give us. That you do not give us enough, and you rule not with justice. This man was saying this to Umar. He's telling Umar that you are not just in your judgment between us. Subhanallah. Umar was very angry at that time, and he was about to punish that man. But Al-Hur bin Qais, this is the position of the ulama, because Al-Hur bin Qais is one of the ulama, he immediately reminded Umar. He knew that Umar is somebody who is a real believer, strong believer. So he reminded him of this ayah. He said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, verily Allah Ta'ala said to his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, خذ العفو وأمر بالعرف وأعرض عن الجاهلين. خذ العفو, show forgiveness, enjoy what is good and turn away from the falseness. That is how Allah Ta'ala commanded his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umar bin Khattab, once he heard this, he immediately kept his anger in his chest, and he said, I forgive him. And he commanded the one on the safe to give him something, give him money. So this how Umar radiallahu anhu controls his anger, and this how we also need to control our anger and not to extend with it. And this is from the patience. We need to show patience. We need to be up and patient. Life is difficult. Life is not that easy. Many people think life is easy, but life is not. you will be ugly, you will be angry, you will be sick, you will be oppressed, you will be treated badly, and all that. You need to remember that everything of that is written in the preserved book by Allah. 50,000 years before Allah created heaven and earth. So, don't think this is something sudden or new or only happened to bad people. No, 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 no. Even the pious people will have to see like this. However, they see the worst of it. أسأل الله تعالى أن يرزقني وإياكم الصبر والعلم النافع والعمل الصالح. والله أعلم، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.